this is the first time in my life that I was able to perform all three sacraments on one day to one person. I thank you for giving me the privilege, and I congratulate you. I might begin by observing that my mother, who belonged to the Byzantine Rite, 3 days after birth, she received three sacraments: baptism, confirmation, and the Holy Eucharist. For centuries in the early church, everyone received these three sacraments at once. I think we might, for a few minutes, reflect on the meaning of each of the three sacraments of the newly baptized and confirmed, Juan Antonio just received. There's a third one coming when he makes his first communion. By the sacrament of baptism, we are first of all cleansed of all our sins. Last night, in a private conference that we had together, I told him, "You are very fortunate. You will have to start going to confession, but you don't have to confess anything from your past life." Isn't that wonderful? I'm not wishing this, but if the Lord should call you now, you go straight to heaven. The sacrament of baptism, first of all, therefore, removes all of our sins and all the punishment due to sin. But this sacrament also makes us members of the church. Juan told me that he'd been going to church, but he felt kind of like a stranger. Well, you're no stranger anymore. You belong to them. You're one of us. And because a person is baptized, they have the right and the ability to receive the other sacraments. Only a baptized person can be confirmed. And although Christ is really present in the Eucharist, you must be baptized to receive the graces from Holy Communion. But the sacrament of baptism also gives a person powers that this individual never had before. As baptized, we are able to believe in everything that God revealed to us and told us is true. As baptized, we are able to trust God. Trust Him in spite of the trials and difficulties that He sends us. Swami has already captured trust in God. But you now have the ability to trust in Him as never before. And most important, a baptized person receives the power to love God just because He is so good, and to love people for the love of God. And believe me, to love some people, you must have all the grace you can get. But that's what baptism gives us. The ability to love even unlovable people. The second is the confirmation. Naturally, I quizzed him last night on the sacrament of confirmation. You know what he said? He's been well taught. In confirmation, I will become a soldier of Christ. That's right. But a soldier has to fight. And that's what confirmation gives us the strength to do. To fight against the bad example of people that we know, or that in the course of your lifetime you will meet. I assured one, as long as you stay in him as friends, you're in good company. But we hear so many things nowadays, bad things. We read about so many bad things happening. I'm leaving for Chicago tomorrow, Monday morning for New York. But you don't have to go to New York or Chicago to find crime and sin and bad people. Confirmation gives us the strength to stand firm. That's what confirmation means. Not to be misled by no matter who sins or does what. One, you keep telling yourself, I am a soldier of Jesus Christ. Well, that's not the only enemy we've got. There he is, ourselves. There is the world, but there is also the flesh. And sometimes our hardest battle will be with ourselves. Fighting against all the sinful desires that, because we have a fallen nature, when somebody provokes us, we get angry. We are tempted to pride. We are tempted to sins of impurity. We are tempted to possess what doesn't belong to us. Other people can be rich, and I am poor. I must fight against my desire to get what doesn't belong to me. But our worst enemy, who is our worst enemy? The world? No. The flesh? No.
Who?
Satan. Satan. Is that good? Satan. You are right. The devil. And he's out to get us. And the more we try to please God and serve Him, the more the devil will try to lead us away from God. We have the strength and you today. Receive the grace to stand firm against the evil one. Thus, in a few minutes you will receive the Holy Eucharist. Could you tell us, O Lord, whom you will receive, who is in the Holy Eucharist?
The body of Christ.
Of Christ. The body and blood of Jesus. Right? It's that simple, but also that important. In Holy Communion, therefore, because we are baptized, we are able to not just receive Christ, but grow in the life of God that we receive when we're baptized. Because the Holy Eucharist, being Jesus, means that He gives us something of what He Himself possesses. What do you suppose is the most important thing that Jesus gives us when we receive Him in Holy Communion? He gives us His
grace.
His grace. He gives us His gift of love, which is another name for grace. So that we are able to do things that except for Holy Communion we could not by ourselves perform. I recommended to you last night, and I repeat my recommendation today, that you receive Jesus as often as possible. And Mother told me that Juan Antonio is welcome here, am I correct? For Mass. Every morning. Without being a member of the Handmaids of the Precious Blood. Receive our Lord as often as you can. Because by receiving Him, you are receiving the one who made you and the one for whom you are made. The longer you live, the more you learn there is nothing in this life that is really worth living for. Nothing fully satisfies us on earth. We were made for God. And it is this God in human form whom you will be receiving for the first time today, and I hope you will receive every possible chance you can. One last observation, and this is a request. I don't know what the rest of you were told before you made your first communion, but I was told whatever you ask of the Lord on your first communion day, He will give you. time is not quite 7. I didn't know exactly what I was asking for. But something possessed me to ask our Lord, Jesus, make me a priest. It took many years before, but I suppose I forgot in the years between. But our Lord did not forget. Can I ask you to remember Paul? Very special today. And ask our Lord to bless each one of us. Will you?
Yes.
Of course. You have a very you have a large family, don't you? Your mother, of course, and father. The living and the dead, those that are dear to you, but be sure to remember all of us. Will you? And then what you want our Lord special to give you. You don't have to tell anybody else, but tell him. And trust he will grant your prayer. I think I speak for everyone here. Our sincerest and deepest congratulations. May our Lord bless you and keep you in the years to come. Until one day we will all meet in heaven and be called this blessed baptismal, confirmation, and first communion day. I promise to remember you every day of the offering as long as I'm saying Mass by name. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.